Survivors of domestic violence often have to piece their lives back together from scratch once they've left an abusive relationship. We're going to hear now about an organization in Nashville trying to make the transition from a shelter to a new home a little easier. Natasha Senyanovich of member station WPLN has the story.
Julie Davis directs a half dozen volunteers as they unload a moving truck in front of a Nashville duplex.
The rug is the den. This is boys' bedroom.
Which one is the boys?
This back right one. Back one.
The high-end designer watches as bunk beds, dressers, and a diaper changing station come out of the truck, along with lamps, toys, kitchen supplies. Everything going into the empty two-bedroom apartment has been donated and coordinated by Davis, according to the color schemes and needs spelled out by the tenants, who get to keep it all. In no time, there's an earth-toned living room, an orange and pink kitchen, and in the kids' room, brightly colored animal paintings that usually run around $100 each.
So cute!
Davis launched the nonprofit Renew in 2010, initially using furniture her wealthy clients no longer wanted. She teamed up with the Nashville YWCA, which runs a domestic violence shelter and pays for 1 year of transitional housing. Davis was inspired to create beautiful, welcoming homes for those recovering from trauma.
That's what our whole vision is when we started this, was to make them feel two things when they walk in. And the biggest thing is hope. We want them to feel like somebody cared, and we want them to feel like they have hope.
Renew has furnished almost 200 homes. For confidentiality reasons, the team has never met the families. But volunteer Kristen Taylor thinks about them every time they finish a home.
Oftentimes it'll be like 5 o'clock after work, and I'll always look at my watch. I'm like, oh, maybe they're walking through the door right now, and what do they think? Or I think about them sleeping in their own bed their first night. It's a nice feeling.
The crew does hear from families, however, often through reaction videos. Kristen Lyons has three children. She finally left her husband after a dozen visits from police, two orders of protection, and near bankruptcy. They moved into their apartment last year. Today, the 33-year-old is extremely grateful for the clean break from her old life and bad memories.
I imagine that if he'd like burned down the house or I was unable to get divorced and he was harboring all of my things, it wouldn't have mattered because Renew had the whole place furnished anyway.
But equally profound, says Lyons, was walking into a home custom decorated with so much love by total strangers.
It's an invaluable experience for a woman who's gone through brutal abuse. It felt like a reward for having the courage to walk away.
Meanwhile, Renew is preparing the next place. They now have a warehouse filled with donations and furnish about two homes per month, where families are also greeted by a warm crock pot for their first meal in their new home.
They made us chili!
Let's eat it right now!
Oh my God.
For NPR News, I'm Natasha Senyanovich in Nashville.